Dear one, today Jesus is speaking to you about loving your neighbor as you love yourself. In the book of Mark 12:30-31, the Bible reveals that this is one of the greatest commandments. Do you love your neighbor? Perhaps you are thinking that you love your neighbor just because you are not on any bad terms with them. Jesus is calling you today to show kindness to your neighbors and be the reason that they believe in the existence of God. If your neighbor is starving and wallowing in poverty, yet you are living in luxury and wasting resources, you are not a good neighbor, and this is a sign for you to change for the better. Who is your neighbor? Sometimes we think that our neighbors are just the people living next door. We feel that if we are commanded to love our neighbors, then loving the people living close to us means we have fulfilled it. However, the Lord wants us to change this for today. By being commanded to love our neighbors, we have a duty towards the people around us and those far from us, yet our actions have an influence on them. Example, you might be living somewhere upstream at the source of a river, yet there are people living downstream. Regardless of how far they live, they are your neighbors, since if you pollute the water, they will be on the receiving end of the contamination. You need to be a good neighbor and love them by ensuring you avoid any actions that can harm them. How to love your neighbor? The Bible has commanded us to love our neighbors. In case you are wondering how you can fulfill this commandment, here are some tips on that. Kindness. This implies that if we are blessed with abundance, we should extend the generosity to our neighbors. Let us learn to be kind to those around us, since we do not know the kind of battles they are fighting. Everyone you come across has their personal issues, and they might be sinking. Our little acts of kindness towards them may seem minute, but they have the potential to keep them afloat and strengthen them. Love goes hand in hand with kindness. When you love someone, you will always want to share whatever you have with them. Richness and material prosperity is not a prerequisite for kindness. We all have something that we can give to others, thus we should know respect. Respect is not just given, it is earned. If we want to live peacefully with others, we have to give them the respect they deserve as well as treat them in a manner that we would also like them to treat us. There is no love without respect. Thus we cannot claim to love our neighbors, yet we disrespect them. If your neighbor establishes some boundaries, then you should be respectable enough and not cross them. Loving yourself, dear one, do you love yourself? Since we are commanded to love others as we love ourselves, we have to understand that we owe unto ourselves love. We cannot give what we do not have. Thus we need to learn to love ourselves. Just like you cannot give from an empty cup, you cannot claim to love somebody else without loving yourself first. Do you love yourself? When nobody is cheering and clapping for you, do you still believe in yourself and keep moving? Here are some tips you can use to cultivate self-love. Being kind to yourself. You cannot claim to love yourself if you do not show yourself some kindness. This includes forgiving yourself for mistakes you made in your past. Enough of carrying the blame for ages and letting the weight of your past hold you down. You have persevered too much. Jesus wants you to let go of the self-criticism and learn to love yourself. Establishing boundaries. Boundaries are not meant to exclude you from the world and those that you love. They are meant to protect you and ensure you are safe. Today you are called upon to establish boundaries as a way of self-love. Just like Jerusalem, the city was surrounded by a wall for its protection, establish boundaries in your life. The people who love you will love you regardless and respect the boundaries. Showing up for yourself. If you woke up today and everyone left your side, would you stand up for yourself? Jesus' message of love today encourages you to show up for yourself, regardless of the circumstances you are in. Even when the entire world turns away, you have the responsibility of believing in yourself and fighting whatever comes your way. Learn to speak up for yourself even when there is nobody to speak up for you. You are reminded of the scriptures in Mark 10:46-52, where Jesus healed the blind Bartimaeus. He heard that Jesus was passing by and began calling out to him. The crowd told him to be silent, but he did not listen to them. He continued to shout, and finally Jesus went to him and healed him. The story shows the power of loving yourself and showing up for yourself even when the rest are against you. Just like the blind man, Jesus wants you to focus on yourself, cling unto your faith, and stand up firmly for what you believe in. top tip of the day, the scriptures have commanded us to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. With this knowledge, we should strive to fill our cups before we can empty them to others. We can achieve this by being kind to ourselves, establishing boundaries in our lives that are meant to protect us, and standing up for ourselves, regardless of where the entire world stands. After we have fully loved ourselves, we can extend the same love to our neighbors. We should be kind to them and respect them, for there is no love without respect.